Hello, everyone. Welcome to day three of ISE 2018. My name is Victoria Barella, and you are listening to the Trade Show Minute, sponsored by Apsen, the LED company. Check them out at absen.com. I have a guest with me today, Mark Rushton from VTech. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So you are here with VTech. Let us know what VTech is doing at ISE 2018.
Okay, so VTech is exhibiting for its first time at ISE this year, and we are showcasing our EZTV, IPTV, and digital signage platform. Comprehensive, intuitive, low-latency solution designed to enable clients to have a flexible and scalable solution, which is also future-proofed.
Cool. Tell us a little bit about the history of the company, maybe how long you guys have been around, or maybe how long you've been in coming to the trade shows.
Absolutely. So VTech is celebrates actually our 30th years in the industry
congrats.
This year, in April, as it happens.
Cool.
Primarily a video company, engineering background. We have a multitude of products for different verticals. As I say, we're just showcasing one particular product here. Typically, our trade show environments would spread from other shows and what have you globally around the world. We have six offices spanning seven countries with different personnel in those markets and also tackling different verticals.
Cool. And then if someone listening out there in the webs, they want to follow along with what we're talking about, where can we find the products online?
So all our products are listed online under www.vtech.com, and it's actually split both into solutions as well as products. So it's an easy and intuitive way to actually find what you're looking for.
And if people are not here at ISC, I know you were talking about the product you're showcasing. You said there's other products. What are your other products out there that you guys are proud of? Maybe a favorite child that's not here, favorite product. Talk about that.
Okay, so primarily we're a video company. VTech is video technology. That's all we do. So taking any form of AV, turning it into an IP stream, and then turning it back again, as well as disseminating that around various different networks. What we are showcasing is the IPTV digital signage, but we also have a range of products from encoders, portable ruggedized encoders for different markets, video recording solutions for the broadcast, point-to-point streaming for digital news gathering, for example.
Sure. And then over the past, I guess, few years, can you give me a little background, since I'm new to the industry, I'm trying to wrap my head around it. Can you give me a little background about the technology and maybe some bumps along the road that people in the industry have come across and yourself? So how did you guys improve on your products that way?
Okay, so we like to see ourselves, if you like, at the head of the curve. So we're always looking for new technology. There was the old MPEG-2 technology that we were focusing on a number of years ago. H.264 came along, and so we were designing encoders on that. And today we're looking at H.265, and we were the first company in the world to develop a portable H.265 encoder.
Cool, cool. And then I guess since I've already mentioned I'm new into the industry, I came from like a programming background, but then I jumped into audio and then I jumped into lighting. So, you know, I'm kind of getting my feet wet everywhere. Can you give me a little advice on maybe how to handle not only the AV industry, but these trade shows? This is my fifth one, but I'm still, you know, I'm still wrapping my head around it even to this day. I know listeners out there are young and they want to get into this industry too. What do you have advice?
Tenacity, I think, is definitely one, and legs of steel and feet that don't feel pain. No, seriously, getting into the industry and going attending trade shows like this is very enjoyable if you let yourself go with the flow. You treat it as a showcase, and you make it fun to be with. If you see it as a chore, it's not for you.
Yep. I think the first year I was super overwhelmed because I'm like, I have to go see everything, at least every hall. And I'm like, no. I think this year I came out I have like a few hours in between my lunch to go wander on the show floor. And I think I've enjoyed it a little bit this year just because I'm like, oh, let's go this way and get lost in this hall. And then I find something cool. So,
Certainly with 15 halls this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a reason why ISE runs for 4 days. to get around, you have to be focused. You have to know where you're going and be dedicated and spend the time that you need with the appropriate client.
Sure. And then VTech, can you explain what VTech is expecting from ISE at the show?
Certainly. Obviously, ultimately, at the end of the day, we hope to have sales. And but primarily, what we're here to do is to integrate both with businesses and integrators alike to understand what their needs are, not just today, but looking future-proof so that we can actually start building on those projects today so that we are ready for tomorrow's technology.
Cool. And then once again, can we find where can we find you guys online?
So online, we're at vitec.com. That's VITEC.com.
And then I'm sure you guys have the social media, so check out the website. You'll find all the contact if you'd like. I am on Twitter, so you can find me at Barella Victoria _ BarellaVictoria_. And you can find this podcast, Spread the Love, to your colleagues, friends, family, and other podcasts at ravepubs.com/ISE2018. And to remind you guys, all podcasts are sponsored by Epson, the LED company. So thanks, guys. Any last words on ISE?
Please come and visit us in Hall 14, stand B125. Mm-hmm. And if you come after 4 o'clock, join us for a beer.
Nice. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you.